This is Ozarks at Large. Speaking of Wakarusa, all week, Kevin Kender, who covers music for Northwest Arkansas newspapers, has been previewing what he plans to do while he attends Wakarusa on top of Mulberry Mountain. And at this point in the preview, we've made it to the final day, Sunday.
And we start out, I'm going to catch Benjamin Del Shreve, local guys who play a lot here, but they're also a lot of fun. They're going to play at 1 o'clock. Carrie Nation and the Speakeasy comes from Kansas, where Carrie Nation was from, and they're going to play a set. That's going to lead into the Stone Foxes about 3:30, and I think they're a lot of fun, too. I've watched a couple of their clips on YouTube, and it's just really kind of mid-tempo pop, and it, you know, it sounds good. So, and sometimes that's all you have to go on. You hear a song and say, well,
worth a shot.
Let's go. One band that is going to be really weird, they're going to play at 5 o'clock on Sunday. It's a group called Here Come the Mummies. They dress as mummies, as you might have guessed, or maybe not. I don't know. They play, it's a, I would consider them funk or soul. They have a horn section. They're pretty heavy on guitar, and they try to create sort of a dance party. They don't tell you a lot about the band. If you research them, you don't find a lot of information. One of the popular internet rumors is that they're a group of musicians in bands who don't want the publicity. They just want to go out and have a rockin' good time.
Are they one of the bands that all have the same surname? Are they like so-and-so
Mummy? I don't know that they have that.
Okay.
But that's 5 o'clock. That's going to lead into a set by P-Lander Z, comes all the way over from Japan, and there is actually a pretty strong international presence at the festival. But P-Lander Z is sort of music for anime. It's really peppy. It's really cartoon oriented.
Yeah, I was going to say, for people who aren't familiar, anime is Japanese animation.
Right. It's
people with big eyes.
Right. It's that kind of that. It's sort of the soundtrack for that kind of music. So that'll be fun. And see, you know, this is one of the great things about festivals too. You know, we've got pop rock. We went through alt country already on Sunday. Now we have the funk from Here Comes the Mummies, Japanese rock. And then we get into something like classic reggae from Toots and the Maytals.
Legendary band.
Legendary band. That's at 8 o'clock on Sunday night. And that's, I think it's really neat that they're part of the lineup.
So is that how you close it out? If they're starting at 11?
Well, they start at 8.
Oh, they start at 8.
Sorry. Yes, 8 to 9:30. That may be how I close it out. I do have to work on Monday morning, much to my chagrin. And then there are some more options even later than that. Zugma is playing their electronic rock. I haven't had the chance to see them yet, but I know at last year's Wakarusa Fest that I had a lot of people raving about that show. So that's, and then there's a few acts that start about 10:30, but that's just about all I'll know I'll be able to handle.
Now, if you go for the whole thing, if you're a person and you have paid the whole kit and caboodle, and you're done at midnight, you can still camp out that Sunday night.
You sure can.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to be off-site by noon on Monday.
Okay.
And you can actually arrive, I believe it's midnight on Thursday morning. So
the end of Wednesday night.
The end of Wednesday night, they're going to start letting people into the venue.
Close to a sellout?
It's going to be. The first year in Arkansas, which would have been 2009, they had about 10,000. They doubled that last year, right about 20,000. Wakarusa is a little bit skittish to announce exactly how many people they have there. I'm told it's going to be more. So 22 or 23,000, and that's about 20,000 in ticket sales to fans. And then by the time you add 100 bands at four people apiece, and you add support staff, you add security, vendors, volunteers,
press,
all of these kind, you're really pushing, I would guess, about 25,000 people.
If someone's listening to this right now, and they said, oh, okay, I've got to do it this year.
Right.
And still a chance for you to call up and get tickets?
Yeah, there is. Although you cannot get terribly close to the venue with camping. The way it works is camping goes on sale and it's in different tiers. And so to accompany your ticket, you have to also purchase a camping pass. And one of the ways to do that is, you know, to pick the main stage camping, which is right around the venue. And then there's auxiliary camping, and they have shuttle buses that pull people from those places to the main venue. And they've actually reworked the transportation system to try to get the people there quicker than they did last year. Some people choose the auxiliary camping because it's a little less struggling for the right word here. It's a little less crazy than the main venue camping. And so the main stage camping area is sold out. So is the second tier, which is called Westwood. But there are riverside camping areas and places. And again, they shuttle people back and forth. So, but not only do they have the four-day passes, but catering to folks here in Northwest Arkansas who may not be able to get away for all 4 days, they have Friday, Saturday, Sunday passes. They have Saturday day passes where you can show up as soon as you can on Saturday, watch all of Saturdays, and then be able to stay Sunday and into Monday. So those kinds of options exist, and it's actually family-friendly also, they tell me. 12 years and younger, get a free ticket.
And you'll be blogging.
You bet. We're going to, myself and one other person from my office, we're going to file some video stories. We're going to review at least a bulk of the concerts that we see, and we're going to do that through our newspaper's live music blog, which is called Tuned In, and you can catch that at www.nwatunedin.com.
Have a great time.
I will.
And let me live vicariously through you.
We will. You know, if you can read all of the blogs and photos as those things happen.
All right. Kevin, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Kyle.